The Festival of Purim starts in a few days. Jewish people around the world will celebrate the miraculous victory that God supplied as the wicked Haman, plotted to destroy us. Yes, a great day for Jewish people. But what about those who are not Jews by birth and attend a Messianic Jewish congregation? Is Purim for them as well? It is almost as if the scripture anticipated that question. After the defeat of Haman's evil plans, Mordecai and Esther wrote letters to Jewish people throughout the Persian Empire. Esther, chapter 9, verse 28, records that the letter said that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city. Verse 27 tells us, "The Jews ordained and took upon them and upon their seed and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing and according to their appointed times every year." The celebration was not just for those who were Jewish by birth. It includes those who joined the Jewish people. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, the Apostle Paul reminds us, "Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Messiah, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world." He goes on to explain how the people who are not born Jewish are brought close by the blood of Yeshua. But I want to point out here one small phrase in here. It says that you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. At that time, you were aliens, but you were brought in. It sounds like the wording we just saw in Esther, those who joined themselves. Paul describes a group of people who joined the commonwealth of Israel. In Romans chapter 11, the apostle uses an illustration of wild branches being grafted in to the main branch. Purim is a day to rejoice for the Jewish people, and just like the other festivals, the scripture calls everyone who loves God to join in the celebration. Have a happy Purim.